Well, Alan, walking hockey clearly has been a major hit so far.
It certainly has, Trevor. Yeah, we certainly are overwhelmed. We're 7 months into the programme, and already we've been fortunate enough to win a major award and be ready to set off around the world.
Tell us about the major award, first of all, because that was earlier in the week, I think, wasn't it?
It was on Saturday. We were shortlisted for the England Hockey Innovation Award. We were up against two National League clubs and a team from Scarborough who put forward beach hockey, which sounds like a great idea, but may have a limited use, as not all of us have beaches. We sat through 16 other awards till eventually they got to our envelope, and lo and behold, when they opened it, they read out our name. And as you can imagine, we went completely berserk.
In terms of the growth of walking hockey from the initial idea, I mean, the speed of that growth must have surprised you, really.
It has. It's a complete surprise because when you start something new, I was quite happy if we got 10, 12, 15 people on board to begin with. But lo and behold, over 40 turned up. And since that day, I think we've now seen 70 different people. That's now been played at the Olympic Stadium in London. It's in Bristol, it's in Cardiff, it's in Liverpool, it's in East Anglia. So in this country, it's taking off. And it's certainly had interest from all around the world, in particular Dubai, Australia and New Zealand.
And mentioning Australia and New Zealand, I think that's where you're heading later in the week.
We go out to Dubai, first of all, for 3 days to meet the Dubai people. We're doing a lecture at Kent College in Dubai on participation in hockey, including walking hockey. Then we're actually giving a coaching session to seniors and to juniors. We then fly off to Auckland to Hockey New Zealand's headquarters and tell them all about it. From there, we go across to Brisbane, up to the Sunshine Coast Hockey Association. And there, they're getting together 11 associations from across South Queensland, including the Chief Executive Office of Queensland. Queensland's seven times the size of the UK, so we'll be lecturing there and coaching there as well. Then we're off to Cairns to meet the Cairns Hockey Association in North Queensland. Down to Melbourne to meet Hockey Australia's Chief Executive Officer to talk about the project and how they do things. Then we're talking to a local club in Melbourne, and deep breath and fly home.